Anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. Welcome, everyone. I'm McDaniel Phillips, and this is Times of Refreshing, a ministry of Bethesda Hall in partnership with TWR Asia. Our host is author, teacher, and itinerant speaker, Kenneth Wong. You know, one of the most common ailments experienced almost universally is worry. And this is true not only for the world, but also for followers of Jesus. And even though Jesus himself tells us not to, many of us continue to feel anxious about many things. Well, in today's program, Ken introduces our guest speaker, Dr. Harry Tan, who will share several reflections on God's answer to life challenges. And today he begins with worry.
Thank you very much, McDaniel. And what a great joy and pleasure it is for me to welcome Dr. Harry Tan to the Times of Refreshing program and to introduce him to our listeners. Harry was saved as a student in a university in New Zealand in 1973. He was called by the Lord to serve as an elder at Bethesda Hall since 1986. He and his family are now in happy fellowship at Bethesda Hall in Depot Walk. He has taught in the National University of Singapore as a member of the civil engineering faculty since 1980. I've known Harry for many years as an able and systematic expositor of the scriptures, which I'm sure all our listeners will also benefit tremendously from listening.
Thank you, Kenneth, for your kind introduction. Today, we'll begin looking at some of God's answers to life challenges. We shall do this study through the Psalm 23. Let's begin by reading the Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The 23rd Psalm is the most beloved Psalm of the Bible. It is by far the most popular reading at funerals. However, this psalm is not just a source of comfort to those who grieve for the dead. This psalm is also helpful for those of us who face life challenges with cares and toils and stresses of everyday life. In Psalm 23, we find several life challenges, but we also see God's answers to them. And it is essentially found in the person of God as revealed in God's names. Today, we will take a look at the first of life challenge, that is, the problem of worry. What is worry? We all worry to some extent. We worry about our finances, our marriages, our children, our health, and our future because of the uncertainty of the unknown. However, there are three problems with worry. Worry is unhelpful. Worry is like a rocking chair. We create a lot of motion, but we move nowhere. Worry cannot change the past. Worry cannot change the future. The only thing that worry can do is make today miserable. Worry is unhelpful. It does not work. Second, worry is unreasonable. Worry exaggerates our problems, never minimizes them. Worry makes mountains out of molehills. Worry takes our problems and blows them out of proportion in the imaginations of our minds. The more we worry about something, the more it looks unsurmountable and impossible to overcome. But no matter how much we worry, it never changes things for the better. Worry only makes us grow weaker and worrier. Third, worry is unhealthy. Our bodies were not made to worry. Worry causes ulcers, backaches, insomnia, high blood pressure, heart attacks, strokes, miscarriages, stress, and Lord knows what else. Animals and plants do not worry. The only thing that worries about something in all of God's creation is people. We worry when we were not made to worry. The old English word for worry is the word to struggle or to choke. That's what worry does to us. It chokes the life out of us. We were not born for worrying. We learn to worry along life's journey. But the good news is that if we have learned to worry, then we can unlearn to worry and learn not to worry. So, what is the answer to worry? First, believe that God will take care of us. That's exactly what David is saying in this 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Another version of this verse says it this way. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. The first name of God in this psalm is Jehovah Ra'ah, the Lord my shepherd. If we could believe that God is our shepherd, that is going to take care of us, then we would have no need to worry about anything. We just simply be the sheep and allow God to be our shepherd. When we make the Lord our shepherd, how is that the answer to our worries? The trust comes when we realize what a shepherd is. A shepherd provides. He provides food, shelter, and the basic necessities for the sheep. A shepherd protects. He defends the sheep against the enemies that are lurking about. A shepherd guides. He leads the sheep when they become confused and have lost their way. A shepherd corrects. Any problem that comes along, he corrects it. The amazing thing is this. God has promised to do these four things in our lives if we will trust Him, if we will allow Him to be our shepherd. In God's promise as a good shepherd is His name, Jehovah Jireh, meaning God will provide, or God my provider for my every need. God declares, I will provide for you. All of your needs will be met. I will protect you. Nothing will harm you. I will guide you. I will lead you to where you need to be. I will correct the problems that are in your lives of things you cannot do. If you will let me be your shepherd, let me tell you of two verses. First, in the Old Testament, Isaiah 40 verse 11. God takes care of His people like a shepherd. He will feed His flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with His arm and carry them in His bosom and gently lead those who are with young. Then in the New Testament, Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory through Christ Jesus. There is no recession when it comes to God's riches. Now, that doesn't say God will meet all our greed. There is a difference between wants and needs. If God met all our wants, we will be the ugliest spoiled brats in the world. When God says, I will, then that puts His character at risk. If He doesn't do as He promised, He becomes a liar. And basically, that's what worry does. It is us saying to God, we do not believe Him to be true to His words. How then do we make God our shepherd? First, accept Jesus as the Lord of our lives. Let's look again at Psalm 23 verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. The first thing is this. Before the Lord can be our shepherd, He must first be our Lord. The Lord can't be our shepherd until the shepherd is our Lord. The two go together. What does the word Lord mean? It means to be in charge and to rule. To accept Jesus as our Lord means three things. First, we listen to Him. In John chapter 10, Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and I am known of mine. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Notice these three words. Know, hear, follow. We put Him in total control of our lives. You know why we worry? The reason why we worry is because we are not in control. That is the root behind all our worries. God won't play co-pilot of our lives. If He's not Lord of everything, then He's not Lord at all. So in order for the Lord to be our shepherd, He first must be the Lord of our lives. If we are living our life without the Lord in control, we will begin to worry. For most of the things in life, we have no power to control. Next, begin praying about everything. Pray about all the stuff we generally worry about. Worry doesn't change things, but prayer does. When problems pop up that we cannot handle, we have one of two options. We can worry, which does nothing for the problem, or we can pray to the Lord. In Philippians 4:6, we read, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Paul tells us to pray about everything. If it is big enough to worry about, it is big enough to pray about. And Peter says, "Cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you." Casting means to unload, to let it go. The Greek word means to drop. So whatever we are stressed about, worried about, irritated about, cast it all upon Him. Unload your problem onto the Lord. Just don't cast it like we do when we go fishing. We reel it back in again. Number 3, consider all things one day at a time. God wants us to focus, concentrate, and consider. Whatever we are facing, just one day at a time. In Matthew 6, verse 34, Jesus said, "So do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. Live one day at a time." Jesus is saying, don't open your umbrella until it starts to rain. Today is the tomorrow that we worried about yesterday. Worry doesn't do anything about yesterday. Worry cannot control tomorrow. Worry only messes up today. The future can be overwhelming. Therefore, God put it into tiny increments of 24-hour pieces at a time. So we are to live one day at a time. When Jesus taught us how to pray, He said, "Give us this day our daily bread." Overcoming worry is a day-by-day choice. There's not a magic pill that keeps us from worrying. The key to overcoming worry is the day-by-day and even hour-by-hour deciding to place our trust in Jesus as our shepherd. Realizing that God is in control of our lives. If we are in control, then we have a lot to worry about. But when God is in control, it is His problem, and we don't have to worry about it. What's got you worried today? What causes us to fuss and fume and to wonder if it's ever going to work out? Allow me to remind us today that God knows exactly what each one of us is going through. In this 23rd Psalm, there are 6 verses. But within these 6 verses, the words "me" or "mine" or "I" are used 17 times. The word "you" talking about God is used 5 times. The word "he" or "his" is used 10 times. This psalm is about a personal relationship with God. And that is God's answer to our stress and to our worry. Visualize the Lord as your shepherd. Visualize yourself as one of His sheep. A child once misquoted this verse. The Lord is my shepherd. What more shall I want? I trust the Word of God has been a help and a blessing to you.
Anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. Thank you, Dr. Harry Tan, and this is Times of Refreshing, a ministry of Bethesda Hall in partnership with TWR Asia. And I invite you to join us tomorrow when Kenneth introduces us to Jehovah Shammah, the Lord Preserves, in a reflection from Psalm 121. Right now, though, we would love to hear from you, and I have several ways through which you can be in contact. You can send us a text message at 9431-3813, or you can write to us at Post Office Box 392, Thompson Road Post Office, Singapore 915-714. You can go to our Facebook page and leave your comments there or share some views with some of the other folks you see. Also, I invite you to visit our website, www.timesofrefreshing.asia, where you can listen to the program right online. And Times of Refreshing has launched an iPhone app that allows users to directly access the broadcast messages and the podcasts right from their iPhones. I'm McDaniel Phillips, inviting you to join us again for Times of Refreshing.